KNSI.
Securities and investment advisory services offered through Woodbury Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA SIPC. Gens Financial is located in St. Cloud and can be reached by calling 320-258-3688.
AM 1450, FM 99.3, KNSI. Niles Gens here with us. And again, I have to remember or remind you, I have to remember, that's what I have to do, the telephone number, 320-258-3688, and again, online at gensfinancial.com, G-E-N-T-Z, gensfinancial.com. Niles?
Good morning, Bob. So today, we had a workshop last night at the Holiday Inn, well-attended, very, very nice people. So for those that attended last night that are listening today, thanks for coming.
You bet.
We have no events scheduled for the month of November in the St. Cloud area, although we do have two events in November in the Elk River, Otsego area. So they would be, if I get my website to come up, it's not on the website, but it should be. I'll just call the office at 320-258-3688, and staff can let you know when it's down the Elk River area. And then we will be rescheduled. We do have two events in December in St. Cloud area, one at the Holiday Inn and one at the Cavity Moon. Should be up on the website here very shortly.
Okay.
If you want to give us a call and get on the, just to reserve it, then we have the dates picked out. We can give you a call. So we're going to talk about today. It's really not about what we've talked about in the past, although we've kind of brushed on it, is right now we're in what's called a Medicare open enrollment period.
Mm-hmm.
Which were people who are 65 and older, or people who are under 65 and disabled on Social Security, Medicare, can look at a different plan, that type of thing. But I like fall, Bob.
Yes, sir.
I really, really do. But I hate those commercials on TV.
You are not alone.
My wife watches MeTV, which is Channel 45, almost all the time.
Yep.
So when I come down in the morning, we have breakfast with my wife before I go to the office. She actually has agreed now finally this year not to have MeTV on when I'm in the house. Because it's Jimmy Walker.
Joe Namath,
Captain Kirk.
Yeah.
Schluckin' Medicare programs.
Right.
Okay?
Right.
So we're going to talk about today, the first part of the show, we're going to spend a few minutes on scams.
You bet. Yeah? Oh, they're everywhere.
When you're 65 and older, you got a bullseye right in the middle of your forehead.
Yep.
Okay? And the scammers, first off, you can buy a list. From many different legitimate list of people 65 and older in the United States for any zip code. And on that list, you can get the phone number. Usually it's a landline phone number. So if you have a cell, it can be a little bit more challenging for them. You can get the month and year of your birth. So they know if you're over 65. So let's kind of role play here, Bob.
You bet.
So hypothetically, of course, I'm a scammer.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah.
So probably not going to me with my gruffly voice. It's going to be somebody with a more pleasant telephone voice. Okay? Somebody maybe in their early 20s with a nice soft voice. Is this Bob?
Yes, it is. Thank you for calling. How can I help you today?
See, Bob, I'm calling from XYZ Medicare.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? We need to verify a few things for you since you're in the open enrollment period.
Sure. What can I tell you?
Bob, could you verify your address for me?
I certainly could. Here it is.
Yep. Bob, okay, great. That's what we have, too.
Yes.
Bob, could you verify your this is for your records for Medicare now.
Yeah, yeah.
Could you verify your birth date for me?
You should have that. Shouldn't you have that information
already? It's not very looking for it. I've kind of a... This like, it might be a misprint. Could you just help me out here a little bit, please?
Certainly. Here it is.
Yeah, okay. So, okay. What's the last four digits of your Social Security number?
I don't know. Shouldn't you have that as well?
Well, we're verifying
that's
we have the right number.
Okay, here you go.
Okay. Could you read off the whole number for me, Bob, to make sure I got that correct for you?
You mean the first? Okay. I don't really like to do this, but after all, this is for Medicare, here you go.
Yeah, okay. Thank you, Bob.
Yeah.
So we're going to send you out a packet of information. You should get that in the mail in next week or so.
Great.
So my name is Jimmy Walker.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
And you should be receiving that in the mail.
Boy, am I glad you called me. Thank you.
Yeah, and you have a nice day, and we'll hopefully talk to you soon.
Sure.
That's how it's going to go.
Yes,
okay?
It is. Yes, it is.
So I was back home this past weekend with deer hunting with my two of my grandchildren. Is the youth deer hunt in Minnesota for MEA weekend. And I went over to visit my aunt and uncle. My aunt likes receiving calls from solicitors. I said, why do you do this? Well, I like talking to them. And I said, Janice, you're my godmother. I've known you my whole life.
Love you dearly.
I love you dearly, but stop it. Okay. And Uncle Melford has the dementia.
Oh, sure. Okay?
Now, luckily, he doesn't know his social security number anymore, if there's such a thing of luck with dementia.
Yeah.
But please, please, Medicare does not call you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it could be a company. The best thing to do is have caller ID on your phone. You don't recognize the number. Don't pick it up.
Sure.
Let it go to a voicemail. Hopefully you have a voicemail on your phone. Let your kids come over, maybe listen to it after a while. If they leave a number to call, don't call it.
Right.
Okay?
Yeah.
So that's on the phone. So they're going to want to verify your social security number, your date of birth, your address. Oh, by the way, so since you have your Medicare supplement with us, could you verify what bank? Are you Liberty Bank?
Yeah, I need to have that number too, that account number. We need to make sure that we're getting that. Yeah.
Do you use Wells Fargo in St. Cloud or Liberty Bank or Huntington? Which bank do you use, Bob?
Yeah.
Oh, I use Huntington.
Sure.
So we have an account number here. Could you verify for me what your account number is?
Why not? Yeah.
Okay. These people are going to be very nice and cordial. Sometimes they have an accent to them.
And they will say, listen, I know that you probably are maybe aware that there are people that would be calling you an act, but this is, I'm with Medicare.
Yeah, I'm legit.
Yeah, I'm the real one.
I'm friendly. I'm the same age as your grandkids.
I'm not lying to you this time.
No, not this time. Okay. So another way they do it is emails.
Oh, sure.
So never, ever, ever open up an email from an address you don't recognize.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of seniors use emails nowadays.
Sure.
Matter of fact, I think I had read one time where it's the fastest growing segment of our population that they're jumping
absolutely
on board.
Absolutely, 65 plus, you bet.
So let's role play that.
All right.
Medicare.gov. They'll use Medicare.something.
Sure.
Okay.
.net.
Yeah, but don't open up an email ever that you don't recognize.
Mm-hmm.
If in doubt, hit delete.
You know what? Okay? I've probably gotten some of those here.
Yeah,
but yeah, you're right.
So I know I have. So very careful, open up emails.
Yeah.
Also, text messages. If they happen to get your cell phone number from somewhere, you get a text message.
Yeah.
Hit delete. When in doubt, call your kids.
Mm-hmm.
I've had clients call me. Yeah, bring in your cell phone, that type of thing.
Right.
When in doubt, delete it. Okay? Because I'd rather be more on the cautious side than to try to fix the mess that you can get yourself into by giving out your information inadvertently. But again, shysters, that's the only word I can use on the radio show.
Yeah.
Are very smart, and they're highly trained.
Yep.
Okay? So again, please be careful.
It's not that you're naive. It's not that you're stupid or like that.
Nope.
These people are very good at what
they
do.
And they're trained to do.
Absolutely.
They do this all day long.
Right,
okay?
Right.
And they get a piece of the action. That's how they get paid.
Yeah.
Okay? So another scam that's out there is if you receive something in via UPS, FedEx, any delivery.
Amazon, whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Prime. And you did not order it.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden you get a bill in the mail, but you didn't order it.
Yeah.
Guess what? You keep it.
Scam city. Yeah.
It's a scam.
Yeah.
They want your account number to pay for that.
You bet.
The gift is just a carrot in front of your nose.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
So if you receive something you did not order and an invoice comes with it or comes in the mail shortly thereafter, call the company up and say, hey, I didn't order this. Well, we need to pay this. Can we get your account number? Nope, I didn't order it.
I didn't order it. Yeah.
I didn't order it.
Yeah, but you owe us money. No,
so
I don't.
One thing that was kind of prevalent or still prevalent is sending out free COVID kits.
Oh, okay? Sure. Yeah.
So again, just be careful. Okay.
Niles, we live in a great world.
We do.
Except for the bad people that are out there.
Well, the bad people have, there's always been bad people.
Always.
Remember Adam and Eve?
Yes, sir. I do.
Their two kids. Yeah. Remember that kind of, that story?
I do.
But they didn't have internet back then.
Thank the Lord.
Thank you for not having internet back then.
Yes, sir.
But with the social media, internet, TVs, everything, there's always been shysters. There's more of them now because there's more of us.
Kind of move on to
clear up that subject. We are in the Medicare annual open enrollment period right now. If you want help with the open enrollment period, give us a call at the office at 320-258-3688. Ask for Niles Jr.
Mm-hmm.
I, by no means, am an expert on Medicare, plus I'm not certified.
Right.
You have to be certified to handle Medicare.
Yep.
Niles Jr. is on it. You've met with Niles Jr. a couple, three times.
Yep.
So, again, meet with somebody that you can sit across the table with, okay?
Very important.
Yep. So now we're going to kind of switch gears a little bit. Your retirement reckoning, 4 questions to ask, okay? So next year, I didn't know this until I read the script that my favorite daughter gave me for this show, that next year, being 2024, there's going to be more people turning 65 in the United States than any year in history.
No way, really.
Next year.
Huh.
I just missed it, Bob. Don't worry, you're past it, okay?
That's true. That is true.
I just missed it,
I can celebrate, yeah.
Yeah, so next year, there's going to be roughly 4.4 million Americans turning 65 next year.
Oh, we're going to run out of money then.
Yeah.
I'm kidding.
The 12,000 per day that averages out to be, okay?
Yeah.
I never knew that before, okay? So with the economy somewhere between a rough patch, never saw those words before either in this situation.
Mm-hmm.
So, and with the economy somewhere between a rough patch and a recession, even more boomers may be heading to forced retirement.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So again, we have to look at, there could be a lot of uncertainty in retirement.
Mm-hmm.
Some people, they're excited about retirement. They got their ducks in a row. They know what they're going to be doing. But some people go in there just scared to death of retiring. Okay. And some people actually put off retiring because they're scared to.
Right.
Okay. So let's talk about those nearing retirement, or maybe even recently retired. For those nearing retirement but not ready to take the plunge, or took the plunge and you're having trouble, for those who have stopped working, don't feel settled into their new reality. Because you've never retired before.
Right.
There are 4 important questions to confront to make the most of your new phase in life. What's the right work? And I'll come back to all these.
Okay.
Where's the right place to live? Who are the right people to see more frequently? What's the purpose for each day?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So those are the 4 questions. The first one, ask yourself, what's the right type of work for you to be doing now? And that pertains to, do you want to work part-time in retirement?
Okay.
Okay. It's not a bad idea.
Right.
You might need it for the money, or hopefully you don't need it for the money. You do it just to stay connected.
Mental well-being, I think, too.
So I see myself somewhere down the road, I don't know when that's going to be quite yet, but I see myself working part-time at Gents Financial.
Sure.
Once my kids, throw me out to pasture, okay? But that's long ways from now still. But I could see coming in on a Monday or Tuesday, maybe hanging around till 1 or 2 o'clock, that type of thing. But that for me would be considered part-time work. Then head over to the VA center here in town for some volunteer work, or head over to Quiet Oaks or any nursing home, that type of thing.
Yep.
But that kind of gives you what to do. Okay. So also, who do you want to be near in retirement so you easily can spend time together?
That's right.
So I'll give you a story. This goes back, could be 15 years. Time just flies, Bob.
Well, yes.
So 15 years ago, clients of ours actually were down in Bloomington.
Okay.
Their daughter only had 1 daughter, and her husband and family, kids, moved to Pennsylvania.
Yep.
So the clients got a hold of me. Niles, we're selling our house in Bloomington, and we're moving out to Pennsylvania. So I went down to the house to make sure we had all their stuff in a row before they took off on me.
Right.
Because I'm not going to drive to Pennsylvania for an appointment. So we got everything in order. They got out to Pennsylvania. By God, it wasn't a year. They called me up. Daughter's husband just got relocated to Florida.
Yep.
I said, okay. So we're selling our house in Pennsylvania, and we're moving to Florida. All right? It couldn't have been more than 2 years, if serves me. The husband dies. So now here the wife is, she's still a client to this day.
Yep.
So Nancy down in Florida now is by herself. Her grandkids are now grown up off to whatever grandkids are off to.
Yep.
Adults. Mm-hmm. Her daughter and husband are have their own life. There she sits.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
So when I talked to her on the phone not that long ago, she's now that was the worst mistake we ever made.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we had our church in Bloomington. We had good neighbors.
We had
siblings in the area.
Yeah.
Now, basically, I have my daughter in Florida and my son-in-law and my grandkids, but don't see them very often.
Yeah.
They got their own life.
Well, it's just like when you build that nice big house because everybody's going to come over and visit.
Yeah. Good luck on that theory,
Bob. No doubt.
Okay. So that's the right place. So what I'm trying to say, I have no problem with relocating to be closer to your kids or grandkids. That's not an issue.
Yeah. But think
it through first.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. That was number three.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Number four, what is your purpose in life going to be for the next 20, 25, 30 years?
That's kind of a big one.
That's a big one. What are you going to do? So I take my grandma Bernice, who passed away back in June of 2000, so quite a while ago already. So when she was probably, and I've mentioned this before on the air, when she was in her early 70s.
Was this the one who went back to school?
Yep.
Awesome.
Yep. She lived in Worthington, Minnesota, not too far from where my wife and I are from.
Yep.
So she went to the Worthington Community College for a semester or whatever they call it.
Yep.
And took some college classes.
Darn right. My mom had friends that went to Marshall all the time for that.
Southwest State?
Yep.
That's where Niles Jr. went.
Sure.
To college. So anyhow, she went there, and she obviously by far was the oldest person in the class.
But what a great thing.
Yep, these 18, 19-year-olds just adopted her as another grandma.
For sure.
Because my grandma looked like a grandma, okay? Yeah. 4'10", maybe 100 pounds, that type of thing.
Yep.
So again, but find a purpose. So I see a purpose in life of volunteering, helping other people, okay? I also see some travel.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't see extravagant trips anymore in retirement. Been there, done that type thing.
Sure.
Okay. Grandkids are off in Timbuktu. You go see them, that type of thing. But find something that you can wake up every morning and enjoy doing.
Yeah.
Okay. That you look. Yeah, I look forward to going to Quiet Oaks. I look forward to going to the VA.
And I don't think, you tell me if I'm wrong, but the day after you retire, you don't have to have all this stuff figured out, do you?
No, you could lay on the couch all
day
if you wanted to.
Take your time, for gosh sakes.
But have it kind of the back of your mind what you want to do.
Yeah.
Okay? Yeah, you don't have this all planned out right away. But find a purpose, join the health club type thing, meet the boys for coffee at 3 o'clock at the local watering hole or whatever restaurant. I was going to say Perkins.
Absolutely.
For an example. But it's always good to catch up on the latest gossip, I suppose.
Yep.
But to find kind of a, I'd say regiment's not the right word.
But kind of.
Yeah. Find.
You have to have a structure.
Find a structure what you're going to do every day, okay?
I have a good friend of mine who is retired. He's ahead of me because he was smarter than me. Planned better. And so we're talking the other day. He says, this is my day, Bob. I get up every morning. I take my dog for a walk.
Yeah.
While I'm doing that, that's my pray time, right? I can talk to God then.
Yep.
And then I get home and I just try to be the best person that I can be that day. And I don't care what it is that I get to go do. I just try to be the best person that I can be. Help as many people as I, whatever.
Yeah.
And I thought to myself, my gosh, what a great mindset to have.
Mm-hmm.
You take time every day to talk to God. You take time every day to just be the best person you can be and help as many people as you can. Isn't that what we're here for?
Yep. Yeah. That's what we're supposed to be doing.
Yeah.
So again, find a purpose in retirement. Doesn't have to be on paper. But try to focus on something that you're going to do. First off, so boredom doesn't set in.
Yeah. Boredom is trouble.
Boredom is going to kill you.
Oh, man. Okay? Oh, man.
So find a purpose in retirement.
Did you know, Niles Gens, that the largest sector of people in the United States that are having problems with drugs and alcohol are retired people? They have too much spare time.
Boredom.
Boredom.
Yep.
Boredom.
And the accessibility of prescriptions.
Right. Okay? Right.
I personally don't like prescriptions. At all?
No, but right? I'm just saying that that's a stat that is startling to me mm-hmm. and scary.
I've seen it over the years. Relatives, let's say, some clients that have an ache and a pain and go to the doctor for kind of an attention.
Yeah, true.
And get on a prescription and you know that type of thing.
Right.
So let's try to stay away from the doctors. Go when you need to, but let's not invent things. Okay.
Right.
Also, husband and wife, I'm going to give you a little heads up. I had it happen last Wednesday in my office. A client of ours died here 6-7 weeks ago.
Okay.
I've been meeting with his wife and daughter periodically since then. So the wife came in this last Wednesday. Her sister had to drive her because she never learned how to drive.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, she's in her 80s now. And she's so lost because Harvey did everything.
Mm-hmm.
Balanced a checkbook, paid the bills, handled the investments. She was in on every meeting with me.
Right.
But she admitted to me, Niles, I never paid attention. Now everything is on her lap. Thankfully, her daughter's a client of ours, too. Mm-hmm. So her daughter's really stepped up. But the point is, if you're a husband and wife situation, hopefully you are, please work together because one of you is going to go first. I don't know how else I can word that differently. But make sure that the surviving one knows what to do.
Yeah. It's a team effort all the way.
It should be a team effort.
Absolutely. Niles Gens is in studio with us. Gens Financial Services. Their telephone number is 258-3688. Of course, area code 320. They are online at gensfinancial.com. G-E-N-T-Z. Gensfinancial.com. Niles Gens, Gens Financial Services, in studio with us. Their telephone number, 320-258-3688. Online at gensfinancial.com. Spell it correctly, G-E-N-T-Z, gensfinancial.com.
Before we got going here this morning, I forgot to give my weekly public service notice.
Watching out for those harvest vehicles, sir.
I saw it again on Friday last week.
Yeah.
So I went back home, southwestern Minnesota, on Thursday mm-hmm. to help be with my son and two of his kids for the youth deer hunt.
Right.
So while my son's out with his two kids and the deer in the deer stand, I had to go to town for something. So as I'm going to town, there's a bridge, if you would, over a creek, small bridge. So there's a John Deere combine coming with they have folding corn heads now.
Yeah.
The 12 rows fold up. Still pretty wide, though.
Yeah.
So I pulled off to the shoulder because I looked up to him and I and the bridge weren't going to be a good fit.
True.
Plus, I want to be able to him to keep coming through in road gear.
Mm-hmm.
Two or three cars pulled behind me on the shoulder just waiting. It could have been maybe a 2-3 minute wait. Nope, one car went blowing right by me.
Got to beat him.
The farmer had to slow way, way down, go off to the side, almost touched the edge of the bridge with his corn head. By the way, those folding corn heads, they're about $200,000.
And they're made out of real metal, too.
Yes, and they're very heavy, okay? So that car maybe had a foot between the combine and himself and a foot on the bridge.
Yeah.
No reason for that,
right?
Okay?
Right.
These guys are trying, the gals are trying to get done.
Yeah.
Stay out of their way.
Mm-hmm.
I remember as a youth and a young adult driving big four-wheel-drive tractors down township roads and people would approach. There's no room for a forward drive tractor and a car on a township road.
Right.
You need to stop at the intersection, pull off to the side, and let the tractor go through.
Yes.
Look on your watch. You might sit 2-3 minutes at the most.
Exactly right.
It's a lot cheaper than sitting in an ER room at a hospital.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Give them room.
And you want to think about the damage that can be done to your vehicle. Imagine a can opener on the side of your car just ripping it.
Yeah, rip it right open. So, again, please be careful. Another couple, 3 more weeks, they should be all done and just give them.
Well, with this rain coming, you know, that's going to set people back a little bit.
Yeah, they got some cold weather coming behind it. It should firm it up, but they'll figure it out. So when we finish the show up today is, are you taking too much risk in retirement? So when we do public speaking workshops like we did last night, we give a sheet of paper out and everybody puts down what their concerns are.
Mm-hmm.
The biggest concern, bar none, it's more than the rest of the concerns in combination, is that the fear of running out of money.
You bet.
Do I have enough money socked away for retirement that I don't have to worry about being 75, 80, 85 years old and run out of money and have to live on my Social Security?
That's terrifying.
So that is a concern. So a big concern that goes with that is the concern of market volatility. So if you go to our website, there's a real nice brochure that you can get off our website if KNSI Computer would play along, Bob. Anyhow, it's called Market Volatility, and I'll get it in front of me. It's called Market Volatility, where you can download this.
Mm-hmm.
And what you have to do is go to our home screen on our website, go past the red canoe in the bottom,
mm-hmm.
go down a ways, you'll see asset preservation, and the second one is Market Volatility Retirement Sources. So if you want to read it, you click Start Reading Now. You put your name in there, your email, and your telephone number. The reason for that is that when you do that, that comes back to our email at the office,
mm-hmm.
and it gives Niles Jr. or Kevin an opportunity to call you to make sure you were able to download it. It's not that they're going to hound you or chase after you, okay?
Right.
Just want to know that you were able to read it, okay? So it's a very, very interesting, easy read, but it talks about market volatility. Not only for all of us, but especially for those in retirement. So it's an excellent read. It's about, 15, 16 pages?
Okay.
And you can print it. I have a copy right in front of me that I printed, okay? So if you don't want to go to our website and you want a copy of it, give me a holler at the office, 320-258-3688. I'll email it to you.
Yeah.
Okay? But again, it's very easy to download on our website.
Okay.
So again, the fear of running out of money. So the another thing interesting in this article, I had never seen it looked at this way before, but the financial crisis back in 2008, remember that?
I do.
Where the last housing bubble market burst. So let's think about a housing bubble market burst. Do you think something like that could be on the horizon now when people, bought a $200,000 house but paid $300,000 for it? Or maybe they have an ARM, adjustable rate mortgage,
mm-hmm.
that's now up to 8%.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm very, very, very concerned about a housing market bubble burst again. That's me, and that's not only me saying that.
Okay.
So back when that happened, last time that recession went in, some of the markets went down up to 50%.
Yeah.
So people's 401ks turned into 201ks. Okay?
True.
So again, the fear of outliving your money is by far the biggest concern, and what could make you more concerned is if the market had a downturn. Right. I shouldn't say if, when the market has a downturn.
Yep.
So you need to mitigate risk and maximize return in retirement. You don't want to be risking your money because it took you 30, 40 years to accumulate that money.
Right.
Why would you want to lose it in a year or two's time, or a good share of it, I should say, if the market corrected itself, okay? So basically, you want to take your money in this scenario and create two buckets of money. One bucket is money that you're going to need the next 10 years. Calculate out your living expenses, your budget, and say, this is what I need every year for the next 10 years.
Right.
And then your second bucket would be years 11 or years past 10 years. Okay?
Okay.
Or you could do that with different types of investments. There are actually investments now that can handle both under the same category.
Okay? All right.
So, but you need to plan out that, hey, I'm 65, 66 years old. I'm pretty good health, relatively good health. I got a plan of living to 90.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And what has to last that long is my income, okay, my assets. Okay.
Right.
Don't let these politicians or other people on the screens that you have in front of you, Bob, say, oh, Social Security's going broke. You're not going to have Social Security. Don't buy into that. So, what we find.
There was just a Medicare commercial on TV on the left screen. There was good thing over here.
There was two of them on that one.
It's good. Okay. Oh, boy.
Yeah, it was Jimmy. Jimmy wasn't
your
on
your self-control is amazing, sir.
It is. I just don't look up very often at your TV screens. So what we find with most people who come in the office that are getting close to retirement, say within 4 or 5 years, are already retired, they are taking too much risk with their retirement portfolio.
Okay.
It happens 9 times out of 10.
Yeah.
I even could say it happens more than 9 times out of 10. Okay. Because they've never taken the time, or their current financial planner's never taken the time to look at risk.
Mm-hmm.
All they do is show them past performance. Past performance doesn't mean diddly.
2010 was a great year for me.
Yeah, that was a great year. Good for you. Okay. So you have to take in consideration what you can afford to risk. If you cannot afford to risk your hard-earned money, then why are you doing it?
Then don't do it, yeah.
Okay? So again, we have that software program called Riskalyze. We use it every day,
mm-hmm.
where you take your current portfolio to see how risky it is. You get a score anywhere from a 1 to a 99, and then you take the test yourself. We email it to you.
Right.
And then we compare the scores. So if there's a 15 to 20% or more difference between the two,
mm-hmm.
then we have a problem. And also the software would show if we go back into the recession like we had 07, 08, 09, what that would do to your portfolio. The vast majority of people that go through that risk analysis will lose 30 to 50% of their money if the recession that we had in 07, 08, 09 would reappear.
Yep.
I still think we're in somewhat of a recession already. Okay, that's just me.
I would agree.
Because of the high cost of goods and services.
Well, if you look at the old formula, there is no doubt. But if you look at the new formula, they don't want to tell you the truth anyway.
Right. Gas is down to 309, I saw this
morning. Let's go for a drive.
Let's go on a road trip, yeah. Bob. Okay. So again, basically, where we're telling you, if your current financial planner or the 1-800 number that you're talking to doesn't talk to you about risk, all they're talking to you is past performance, I think a light bulb should go off in your head saying, wait a second. Pat, I could go on Motley, I could go on Google,
sure.
Yahoo Money,
yeah.
and look up any past performance, any investment.
I was talking to a realtor yesterday.
Yeah.
Part of the problem that we are facing right now is that more than 60% of all mortgages are below 4%. Okay?
Okay.
Why would anyone ever buy a different house if they're at 4% and the market's now at 8%?
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
So think about what we have done to ourselves.
So our middle son, Nick, and his wife have another baby on the way come early next year. So they're thinking about getting a little bigger house because they have a townhome right now.
Yep.
And it'd be okay with two kids where they're little tykers, but once they get a little bigger, they need more elbow room.
Sure.
But their current townhome's at 2%.
Exactly.
And it's appreciated in value. It's in the St. Michael area.
Yeah.
So it's appreciated in value.
Yeah.
So a month ago, so he called me, hey, Dad, we're house hunting. What the, you know.
Exactly right.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
When the interest rates back then were 7, now they're north of 8.
Mm-hmm.
So you're going to buy a different property at 8% interest or 7, whatever, and give up a 2?
Why?
Why don't you just wait a while? Because those kids don't grow that fast, okay? So, yeah, so the point is, I think there's issues on the horizon that could affect those of you who are close to retirement or retirement age.
Mm-hmm.
Taking advantage of a come on in the office, get a second opinion, what you think's going on, 320-258-3688. Again, the next opportunities for workshops will be first part of December. We don't have any schedule for the month of November.
Niles, great to see you as always.
Yep, I'll see you next week.
When are you going deer hunting? Where are you going to go this year? I know you're with the kids.
Yes, I'm going.
You're going to wait until the 11th of November, though, right?
4th it starts.
Oh,
Bob,
it starts the 4th.
I'm sorry. Any true man would know that.
Bob the deer hunter.
Bob the deer. You got a deer hunting shirt on.
Kind of, but it's not red and black. That's true.
Yeah,
that is true.
You look like a lumberjack.
Sort of. It's flannel day here today, okay? Oh, man. Niles, again, thank you much.
I'll see you next
Great
week.
Information as always, folks. GensFinancial.com. G-E-N-T-Z. GensFinancial.com. And, of course, that phone number, 258-3688.
Securities and investment advisory services offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Incorporated, member FINRA SIPC. Gens Financial is located in St. Cloud and can be reached by calling 320-258-3688. AM 1450, FM 99.3, KNSI. Promotional consideration paid by Gens Financial Services.